Welcome back here to Kelly Field. Start of the fourth quarter with Indian Valley on top, 38-13 over the Garraway Pirates. On a third down play, Cade Williams back to pass. He feels the rush, fires incomplete. He was looking for his intended receiver, Braden Rostad, and it falls out of the back of the end zone. So now fourth down coming for the Braves.
Yeah, so it's going to be fourth and nine, just underway here in the fourth quarter, and let's see what happens with the Indian Valley Braves, if they go for it or if they try an extra field goal. It looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth and nine. Obviously, if they don't get it, they're going to pin Garraway way back in their own territory. So they haven't kicked the ball all night, so I don't see why they'd start now.
I was surprised they threw a pass in the end zone there, knowing they were going to go for it on fourth and nine. So here's the fourth down play. Williams under center. They fake the handoff. Screen. The toss over the middle. That's Rostad. He's got it. No one around. Touchdown. Flag. Indian Valley Braves set up beautifully. There is a flag, though. They're right where Braden Rostad caught that football. So hold the phone.
And it came from the back judge, so it's probably going to be a hold against Indian Valley. Usually that's the call. Nope, they're actually going to look like they're going to wave it off.
Wow, they did wave that off. Interesting right there. So the touchdown stands. A 14-yard screen pass, which was set up beautifully. Cade Williams to Braden Rostad. Indian Valley now 44-13 with the either two-point conversion or extra point pending here. And looks like the Indian Valley Braves, Joe, may attempt their first extra point here of the night.
It looks like they may do that, and it looks like number 13 is going to be their kicker.
No, that's 19.
Is it 19?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Caleb Hostetler on to attempt the extra point.
Late substitution there, too, for the Braves. The quarterback, Cade Williams, will be doing the holding here on this extra point. And
blocked.
It's blocked by the Garraway Pirates. Number 12 got in there for Garraway and stuffed that one back, Jace Briggs. So it remains 44-13, 11:48 here at Kelly Field, home of the Braves. It's the Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Game of the Week on Big Z Sports 99.9. We're back in Midvale, homecoming here at the site of the Indian Valley Braves, Kelly Field. 44-13, Indian Valley over Garraway in our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Game of the Week. Kickoff from right to left goes to Garraway. And he has some room. That's number five with a nice return there for the Pirates, Braden Yoder. And how about this? We're obviously checking out this game in the IVC South, but in the IVC North, 6-1 Sandy Valley taking on 5-2 East Canton, both undefeated in the IVC. It's Sandy Valley 21-14 in the third quarter. We're going to try here to get you maybe a live look in and a live update of that game, so you'll have coverage of the IVC South matchup here tonight and the IVC North matchup, which we have for you with Big Z Sports. Handoff here on first down for the Garraway Pirates goes to number five. That's Braden Yoder again, same man who had that kickoff return.
It looks like Garraway has emptied the bench, Eric, and they have put the JV team in.
Yeah.
Looks like J.D. Young in at quarterback now. Jaden Miller out there. Braden Yoder playing running back. It looks like there's a bunch of white, clean white jerseys out there for the Pirates. They have called off the dogs as they're down 44-13, and the backups check in to make sure no injuries happen through the rest of the season,
yeah,
the rest of the game here.
31-point margin. This is something I don't think we thought we'd see in this game. Handoff to Yoder once again on second down. And some light rain falling again here. But it's not going to dampen the spirits of the Indian Valley Braves.
Yeah, it's not. They're going to get a big win here tonight, or Indian Valley, and cause chaos, like you said, Eric.
Yes, sir.
In the Indian Valley, or in the IVC South. 21-14 against Sandy Valley, leading East Canton. We'll check in with Nick Radibush here in just a minute after this play coming up. The Garraway Pirates, again, bringing in the JV team. J.D. Young now a quarterback.
On third down, J.D. Young gets the snap out of the shotgun set, fires
nice
over
throw.
The middle, and it's going to be tipped but incomplete. Caleb Hostetler tipped that football. Well, gentlemen, let's try this, and we'll bring in Nick Radibush, who is taking on Sandy Valley. Nope. By those dial tones, he's not there.
We'll try it again here in just a minute. The
there
rain is starting to come down a little harder now here in Kelly Field.
We'll blame it on the rain.
We will blame it on the rain. Didn't Millie Vanilli do it that?
And on fourth down, it's going to be a punting situation for the Garraway Pirates. with the running clock here at Kelly Field. 9:10 and ticking, 44-13 Indian Valley over the Garaway Pirates. And here in a moment, we'll get a look at a scoreboard update brought to you by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. We have a timeout taken by the Garaway Pirates. We'll stay right here for a moment, Joe, and you can hit up that Michael Taylor scoreboard update for us again. 8:57 remaining with Indian Valley on top of Garaway, 44-13 here.
Other games in the area, Dover all over Zanesville, 34-7 in the fourth quarter. New Philadelphia shutting out Marietta, 33-0. Sandy Valley leads East Canton, 21-14. Alliance shutting out Carrollton, 14-0 in the third quarter. Ridgewood up on Tuskegee Valley, 35-14 in the third quarter. Malvern all over Strasburg in the third quarter, 57-22. Claymont's taking the lead over Newcomerstown in the fourth quarter, 22-14. And West Holmes all over West Branch, 30-8 tonight. West Branch comes into the game 6-1. West Holmes was 5-2. Big, big game there for the West Holmes Knights as they rebound after the last couple of weeks on the losing side of the football. Other games at the half last we had was Conotton Valley up on Bellsville, 14-0, and Steubenville beating Erie, PA, 24-10 in the fourth quarter.
And this punt from Garaway to Indian Valley coming from left to right, hit a Brave in the ankle right there. Number 8, Shane Thornton. No, that's not Shane Thornton. Excuse me. Number 8, Kyle Enos for the Indian Valley Braves. And the Braves recovered it somehow, some way. I don't know how that was possible. But I tell you what, he was running down the field, was Kyle Enos, and the ball hit him basically right in the ankle and bounced behind him. That's a live football once it hits you on a punt.
Yes, it is. And, it's a nice job for the Braves to get back on the football and recover that. That could have been a costly turnover. Looks like the Braves are calling off the dogs as well. Mm-hmm. They're bringing in the JV squad.
That's Tanner Smart, the freshman quarterback there, number 10, right, for the Indian Valley Braves now?
Yes, it is.
Number 2, Shane Thornton, the running back now, as we have new names and new numbers in there for both teams. And there's a handoff to number 2, Thornton, on first down. He takes it to the outside. He has a first down and more across the 50 to the 45-yard line. How about Chris Kale, Sugar Shane Thornton right there.
Sugar Shane Thornton. I think he's a Dover kid, so he deserves a nickname, right, Chris Kale? You know, we hope you like our nicknames. If they're not good enough, you can change it, I guess, as the clock is running. Like we mentioned, rain coming down a little bit harder now even. A lot of white uniforms out there are going to get dirty here in just a matter of moments.
And the Braves on first down and 10, milking that clock a little bit as the play clock is down to 2. They hand it off to the fullback out of the backfield. That's number 17 now, Rocco Romeo. That's a football name. And once again, new names, new numbers, new players in there for both teams. As Joe mentioned, a running clock and a 31-point margin. 44-13, Indian Valley over Garaway. And I think this game got away from the Pirates there right at the beginning of the third quarter when Indian Valley went right down the field, basically all Caden Hostetler, and punched it in the end zone. Indian Valley already had a 9-point lead at that point, and they scored and went for 2 and made it 17, and it was off to the races from there for the Braves. Handoff right here. That's Shane Thornton again, and he's got some speed, Joe, and he's tripped up near the 15-yard line. As the handoff here to the left side takes Shane Thornton down the near sideline. And he was bolting his way towards the end zone, but then he was tripped up. A shoelace tackle there by the Garaway Pirates defensive backfield.
That was number 32, Ethan Miller, on the shoestring tackle, so to speak, the sophomore in there getting playing time. And with a nice tackle to save the touchdown, like you said. First and goal with a 7 now, as they're going to take a knee for the Indian Valley Braves.
Indian Valley, I mean, they wanted to score. Maybe they could. They're inside the 10, and they're going to take a knee now as the clock continues to run. Classy move there by Matt Lancaster and the Indian Valley Braves. You heard some grumblings in the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, these two coaches respect each other more than probably anybody else in the whole county. Coach Wallach and Coach Lancaster, very classy move there, taking a knee, and he doesn't want to run the score up. I mean, it's already out of hand, 44-13. But 31-point deficit now. Indy Valley again lines up in what they call victory formation, even though there's 5 minutes and 35 seconds to go here for the Indian Valley Braves. They're going to take a snap at one and take the knee.
I can honestly say this. I don't know how many high school football games I've called in, I don't know, my 10-plus year radio career. I don't know, maybe 100, I don't know. It's the first time I think I've seen the victory formation with 5.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. Coach Lancaster has had to deal with a lot of injuries this season, and he probably, don't want to get bit by the injury bug late here, even though these are JV players. But you know what? Still, if you need them to come in late in the game that's meaningful and they're hurt, they can't do that. So very classy move here for Matt Lancaster to take a knee and run the clock a little bit and try to speed this game up a little bit. Just under 5 minutes now in the fourth quarter.
So on third down here, another kneel down by the quarterback of Indian Valley, Tanner Smart, the freshman who is in there obviously for Cade Williams. The offense, Joe, for Indian Valley, and defense for that matter, they did their job here tonight.
They did, and they showed up and they were ready to go and they played hard and they did. They got it done. The turnover bug really hurt the Garaway Pirates tonight. Four big interceptions for Dawson Lay, and that's going to cost you points every time in a high school football game.
Play clock is at 17. The game clock at 4 minutes now on this fourth down play where Indian Valley will take another knee and turn over the ball on downs. As the clock stopped momentarily for the turnover on downs while they reset the chains.
I'll look at another scoreboard brought to you by TMK Valley Propane. Dover in the fourth quarter now leads Zanesville 37-7. Fourth quarter, New Philadelphia shutting out Marietta 33-0. Sandy Valley still leads East Canton 21-14 in the fourth quarter. Alliance now up on Carrollton 21-0 in the fourth quarter. Ridgewood up on Tuskegee Valley 35-14 in the third quarter. Malvern all over Strasburg 57-22. Claymont leads North Newcomerstown 22-14 in the fourth quarter. West Holmes leads West Branch 30-8 in the fourth quarter. And the last we have, Steubenville is beating Erie, Pennsylvania 31-16.
The entire town of Erie, Pennsylvania?
Well, maybe not the whole town, but at least the high school in the town.
3:33 remaining in the fourth, 44-13. Indian Valley on top of Garaway. And that's J.D. Young, the quarterback keeper, the backup. And he might be gone, Joe. He's the speedster. He's going to go 93 yards, J.D. Young, for a touchdown for the Indian Valley. I'm sorry, Garaway Pirates. And after Matt Lancaster takes a knee, Jason Wallach says, take that.
Yeah, take that right up the middle with my freshman. I'll just run it to the house and get another touchdown.
93 yards.
J.D. Young has some serious speed, and you could see him break away from the Indian Valley defenders as he got through the defensive line and linebackers, and no one could catch him. As J.D. Young goes again 93 yards to the house for a Garaway touchdown that cuts the lead now 44-19.
And it looks like they will kick the extra point with the Garaway Pirates and try and make it 44-20. The rain is coming down now, maybe as heavy as it has all night here. And some fans for both sides are starting to leave after, in the first half, they witnessed one heck of a football game. Then the first possession for the Braves to start the third quarter, just nothing but dominance. And they dominated from there on out, forced another Dawson Lay interception as the extra point is up and good. 20 points now on the board for the Garaway Pirates, but they trail by 24, 44-20. You're listening to the Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Game of the Week on 99.9 WTUZ. Back here, Kelly Field, Midvale, the squib kick from Garaway to Indian Valley, scooped up by number 28, Kent Shupaw, the Indian Valley Braves. He runs around for a little bit, thought he had some room, back the other way, and finally, Joe, taken down shy of the 40-yard line at the 38. That's Ken Shupaw, who had a big interception earlier in this football game, which took points off of the board for the Garraway Pirates. So after Indian Valley drove down the field, took a few knees once they got inside the 10, it took one play and then 93 yards for quarterback J.D. Young. 3:09 remaining in this ball game, and Indian Valley on top 44-20. And that is a fumble there, a bobbled snap by number 10, Tanner Smart, and the Braves fall on it. Heads-up play by number 17, Rocco Romeo. And we're going to, again, try this and check in with our man Nick Roudebush via our buddy Chris Kale, who is connecting all this through the studio. And Nick, if you can hear me, give us an update here in just one moment from your IVC North game, as we're here covering this big IVC South game with 2:30 remaining. It's Indian Valley on top of Garraway, 44-20. As they are just milking the clock here at Kelly Field as the rain is coming down on homecoming night. And it's going to be a handoff to Shane Thornton. He's bottled up in the backfield, loss of yardage on second down. Nick Roudebush, are you there, my friend? Yeah, Chris, if you're coordinating that, we'll end this because I'm unable to hear Nick at the moment. But Joe does have a scoreboard update brought to you by Speedy Septic and Drain Cleaning as to what is going on in that IVC North matchup.
Yeah, that score right now, is now final. The Sandy Valley Cardinals have knocked off East Canton 21-14.
Wow.
Sandy Valley picks up a huge, huge IVC North win there over the East Canton Hornets, 21-14. Again, final score, Sandy Valley improves to 7-1 and 3-0.
Not only will this game shake up the Big Z Sports Big 5 area teams, but that game will as well. Handoff, Shane Thornton. He broke one tackle out of the backfield. He broke another one at the 40. Still on his feet across the 50 and out of the Pirate 40, down to the 35-yard line. Shane Thornton. And there is a penalty flag, so this gain of 31 will be nullified. A block in the back by the Indian Valley Braves. 1:21 remaining.
If you look at one thing Indian Valley maybe has struggled with a little bit tonight, a little sloppy on the penalties. Seems like they've had several big penalties to nullify some big gains tonight. If that's one area looking for opportunity to get better on, and that's the penalties for Indian Valley, I'd like to see the total at the end of the game. But Indian Valley's had quite a few.
And to go back to that IVC North matchup, Joe, in which Nick Roudebush and Riley Benson were there covering for us, and we'll of course have all angles of that final for you during our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame show. Sandy Valley went for it on a fourth down and one. Remember, the final was 21-14 from their own 29.
Oh, my goodness.
And Brandon Obradovich got the first down late in the fourth, a very gutsy call, which then Sandy Valley was able to then put it away, defeating East Canton 21.
Nice to see Obradovich back in there.
And, no doubt
picks
about
up a big fourth down gain there for Sandy Valley as the clock continues to run under 42 seconds now for the Indian Valley Braves. That they're going to move to 7-1 on the season, as are the Garraway Pirates. They're going to fall to 7-1 on the season. Three-way tie in the IVC South, brother.
Yeah, chaos now ensues. And like I said, after our final here, we'll wrap things up in the booth at Kelly Field, then eventually send it back to Chris Kale, Jim Haynes, and Tim Clance. And at around 10 o'clock, they'll start the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame show. It's only the best and most informative postgame show in all of Tuscarawas County. And that punt is going to end this football game as it bounced around the 30, and that is it. The Indian Valley Braves on top of the Garraway Pirates, and it's final now, 44-20. We'll take a quick break and come back with post-game interviews and analysis. It's the Sarshon Fort of Waynesburg Game of the Week on 99.9 with Big Z Sports. Welcome back here to Kelly Field in Midvale. Our Sarshon Fort of Waynesburg Game of the Week is a final as the Indian Valley Braves upend the Garraway Pirates and hand them their first loss of the season. And their first loss in the IVC, and now it creates chaos on top of the IVC South. Let's head down to the field, brought to you by Ridgeway Auto Repair, with the winning head coach tonight. That is Matt Lancaster of the Indian Valley Braves. Coach, If you wanted to find out how good your team really is tonight, a good representation, I would say this is a good representation of Indian Valley Braves football here this evening.
I think so. We think Garaway's a very, very good football team. You know, we think they've got the best defense that we've seen. So to do what we were able to do tonight, you know, says a lot about our young men and the hard work they put in.
Coach, your running back, Caden Hostetler, continues to amaze week in and week out, and there's a saying that big-time players step up in big-time games. Did you have any inkling that this kid was going to put on a performance like he did here tonight? Did you see maybe what they call his game face throughout the day, Coach?
I think everybody had their game face on today. We had a real good feeling that our kids were really ready to play tonight, and we've been let down ever since we came out flat against Ridgewood. And Hoss had a great night. You know, he had some spectacular runs, and he got some tough yards, too. So he's a very good running back, and big players step up in big moments, and this was definitely a big moment.
Coach, tonight. You mentioned Caden Hostetler. We have him unofficially for 25 carries, 353 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Do you have any idea how close that is to a school record?
That's a new school record. He broke the school record tonight.
That's awesome. Coach, as a team, you rushed the ball 52 times for 500 yards. Give credit to your offensive line. They made huge holes tonight.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that many. Our offensive line did a great job. You know, we felt they took over the game, and that's where the game's won and lost, especially when you're running an offense like us, and credit to them. You know, they played really well.
Coach, if there's one opportunity to improve on, your team did have 7 penalties for 69 yards in the game. Talk to us about what has to happen to clean that up.
Yeah, we got to get that cleaned up. You know, we'll check out the film and see, some of them, if they were effort things or if they were laziness, and get it cleaned up. But we turned the ball over a couple times in the first half too, and that's got to be fixed.
Coach, we'll wrap up with you with this question right here. Then, of course, I see you have your player standing next to you, one of your players. You knew tonight your defense was going to have to make a few plays, and two of those interceptions that you guys had, you had 3 on the night, but 2 of them took points off of the board for the Pirates, which were huge, huge momentum changers in this game.
Yeah, those were big time plays at big moments. You know, right before half, they were driving, and the opportunity to close the gap on us and coming away with the turnover there was big. So credit to our defense, they kept fighting. And as I said, Garaway's a very, very good football team, and I think they're going to qualify for the postseason and probably make some noise.
Coach, I forget me and Joe are up here in the press box. You're down there in the rain. Thank you, and congrats on the win.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Yes, sir. That is Coach Matt Lancaster of the Indian Valley Braves, Caden Hostetler, and Joe. You seemingly ran for, pun totally intended here, a lot of miles tonight out there on that field.
Yes, he did. 353 big yards, as Matt Lancaster said, a school record now for Caden Hostetler. He owns so many records here at Indian Valley. Last year set the single season rushing record of 2,017 yards. Believe it or not, in 2017 he broke Jake Davis's record. Caden Hostetler, with another great performance, shows why he's one of the best players in the area.
So to recap this game, at halftime it was 22-13 in favor of the Indian Valley Braves. A couple of big plays defensively for Indian Valley. Obviously, big runs from Caden Hostetler. They had an interception that took points off of the board for Dawson Lay and the Garaway Pirates, including an interception late in the first half. Then to start the second half, Indian Valley got the ball first, already with a 9-point lead. And then Joe already mentioned this drive. They went 68 yards right down the field, 66 or 65 of which coming from the legs of Caden Hostetler. And then once Indian Valley punched it in there, went for 2, added 8 points to that lead. They were then up by 17 total points, and it was off to the races from there. And then again, Dawson Lay with another very costly interception when the game was still within reach down there near the end zone. He had actually a couple interceptions, Joe, down there near the end zone, inside the red zone, which again takes points off of the board. But the story of the game, the Braves' offense, the Braves' ground game in this 44-20 final here at Kelly Field.
I got an update on the actual official stats from the Indian Valley people now. 24 carries, 366 yards for Caden Hostetler.
Okay.
That's 15 yards a carry.
Incredible for him tonight. I'll tell you what, Joe, before we wrap things up, I want to get another scoreboard update from you, if we could. This one brought to you by Keim Lumber Company and Charm, a world of ideas for your home. And remember, coming up later on tonight, our post-game show brought to you by the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers. It is only the best, most informative post-game show in the area.
Several games have gone final in the area. According, obviously, our game has gone final. 44-20, Indian Valley over Garraway. Another final, Dover over Zanesville, 37-7. New Philadelphia shut out Marietta, 33-0. Sandy Valley got a big win over East Canton, 21-14, to take the outright lead in the IVC North. Alliance beat Carrollton, 21-0, as the offensive woes continue for the Carrollton Warriors. Ridgewood up on Tuskegee Valley, 35-21 in the fourth quarter. Malvern all over Strasburg, 57-22. Claymont picks up their first win of the season as they knock off Newcomerstown, 22-14. West Holmes gets back in the win column tonight as a 30-8 win over West Branch. West Holmes improves now to 6-2. Buckeye Trail and TCC, of course, tomorrow night. And last we had from Steubenville, they were playing Erie, Pennsylvania. The high school there, they're up 31-16 is Steubenville. That game's at home. I think all games for Steubenville are at home.
Remember, you can always stay up to date with Big Z Sports by going to WTUZ.com, clicking on the Sports tab, or following us on social media, WTUZ Big Z Sports on Facebook, at @Big_Z Sports on Twitter. Also, get involved in our post-game show as well. You can text the show, 330-339-9399, and we're always streaming online at WTUZ.com. Send us the word listen on that text line, then you're just a few clicks away from listening live on your smartphone or tablet, wherever you may be.
And if you look at the rest of the schedule real quick for these three teams that are tied at the IVC South, Ridgewood, they have Claymont and Newcomerstown remaining. Indian Valley has Tuskegee Valley and Claymont remaining. Garraway has Newcomerstown and Tuskegee Valley. So looks like all three teams will probably remain, with one loss apiece. So we might have chaos and a three-way champion for the IVC South.
So wrapping things up here tonight from Kelly Field, where it was homecoming for Shannon Thomas, providing coverage on social media for us tonight. Travis McClellan was our sideline reporter. Joe Geckler, my man by the, my side all night here in the press box. Chris Kale back at the studio. And I'm Eric McElroy. The final score again, the Indian Valley Braves hand the Garraway Pirates their first loss of the season by a final of 44-20. We want to thank DTS Screen Printing and Embroidery as well, along with Pace Landscape Supply, for providing T-shirts to the staff and fans all in attendance here for this game this evening. Again, the final score, final time, 44-20, Indian Valley over Garraway. Remember, coming up soon, our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers post-game show with Chris Kale, Jim Haynes, and Tim Plants. You have been listening to the Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Game of the Week with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.